Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
I fully believe there's probably not a single female listening who has what we're talking about.
I'll give you that one.
We're looking for people who have, I don't even have a good word for it, like illegal trophies.
Yeah, actually, that's perfect.
It's like, and it doesn't always have to be a drunken thing, but you just decided, like, girls don't do graffiti, do they?
Yeah, usually not. Taggers, well, girls aren't taggers.
I'm not trying to be sexist. I'm just saying.
Right, they have decorum and class and couth.
Right, guys are just like, man, that's a pretty wall. I should write something on it.
Exactly.
There was is one of Steve's people from the upper area. He's a Minnesota dude.
Yeah.
Who, some dudes were fixing a sidewalk, and he goes and draws a big male piece of, he draws a junk.
Yeah, yeah.
And then also writes his name. So then construction workers ID'd him, and then they check his ID, and it's the same name as the one in the thing. He's actually facing a felony charge for criminal damage to property. It cost about $13,000 to fix it.
Dang.
So he could go to jail for 3.5 years and face a $10,000 fine.
Plus drawing junk in public. I'm sure that didn't go.
There's some sort of like
something. Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess my question is, because I was so afraid of authority. I stole one street sign.
And that is so, you could kill people. Was it a stop sign?
I wouldn't steal a stop sign.
You could kill people.
By taking away the name of a street.
Yes.
How is that going to kill?
Now my GPS.
I'm not sure. Am I on Atwood or am I on Corey? Oh my God! What am I going to do?
Uh huh.
I'm not.
Let's say I'm rushing to save someone's life and I get to this unnamed. Now I'm. Everyone's screwed.
The one on the other side of the street was still there. Nobody had stolen that one.
That's not the way the ambulance is coming.
Exactly.
Shut up, guys. I have one illegal trophy, yeah, and then I was afraid to keep it for very long. Oh, I had it up in my room for a little bit.
Did you fence it? Did you sell it?
No, I threw it away.
You threw it away. We couldn't put it back up late at night.
You're right. I'm going to scale.
Yes.
You know how long it took me to steal that thing?
Dude, everyone thinks it's easy. It's a couple of turns of a bolt. No, these things
It's not a normal tool. It's like this spline tool. You have to go, I had to go to like this aircraft repair shop.
Look at you invested in your vandalism.
Well, because I climbed up there and I looked at it, and then I just kept looking at different places until I figured out it's a tool that's used for that as well. So it's like a spline tool.
Yeah. So you get your spline, then you go up the ladder again with your spline tool.
You don't bring a ladder. There's no time when you're getting an illegal trophy.
So did you climb? What would you do? Just hover?
Yes, I climbed it.
With one hand?
Yes, undid. And then I'm more spry than I get credit for.
Spry. That's okay.
Or I was more spry. Okay. So
you know what people used to do that I never stole street signs, but I know people who did, and they would just go hit it with their car. And then once it was down, they.
Oh, that's smart. Why didn't you just hit it with your
spry.
Car? Why'd you have to have splining things?
Because I couldn't afford the repair to my car. You hit it with your car
with
first?
The rear end.
Yeah.
Yeah, you back into it. You don't go forward. It's like a demolition derby.
Everybody knows that.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Where
you
have
two,
you been?
I'm going to take the rest of the day off, and I want to hear the D and Steve show.
No,
because
I don't think you
two
really
are just a pair right now. Bottom line is, there's no females listening who've stolen that. Do you think any of them have stolen, like, cones or...
We stole cones.
What? Just...
You and I. It's in our office. We still have the contraband cone.
I think my favorite part is that you're saying we when I had nothing to do. All I did was point.
You're right.
I watched you from up here.
That's true.
Slowly, sedentarily plod out and drag it back. It was the least stealthy
drag
thing in the
middle of the day.
Yeah, I was.
There was nothing cool about, like, there was nothing. Yeah,
it was awesome.
There was no
Mission
crime
Impossible
coolness. No, but when you were young, you had to. I guarantee you're a graffiti guy.
Yeah, this guy had nothing on us. I don't care what. One time there was they just had a freshly poured driveway, and we carved a huge hopscotch grid right into it with all the numbers and the squirt. I know. And then we used
to
call
it. You get it as a homeowner now.
Yeah, I get it.
They paid a ton of money to get their driveway redone.
Yeah, it's not cheap.
Okay.
But, you know, I'd always sign. There's a couple of clinics. There's a bank, a newly built bank that I signed in their wet cement.
Signed what? Your actual signature?
We called it. Okay. It's a picture of a junk, but we called it something else. And maybe I shouldn't say here. It's. I could say it's clean, but the connotation's not good. So we would draw. Okay, so back in,
I am so scared right now.
So there was these houses under construction, and we were wandering around. We went in there, and they were about to stain the doors, and they had the stain out there and the brushes. So we took the brushes, dipped it in stain, and drew
a junk, giant junk
on a fresh, door. And you can stain over it, but that picture of the junk will always, in certain light, will always be there. So all these,
because it's the first layer of like oil on there, and no matter what, like you'd have to you'd have to sandblast it to get it off there.
And so we know
that's your legacy. That's your trophy for life.
Every door, every closet door. And so it clearly went over and they stained them like they were supposed to, but not knowing that forever you can, in certain light, you can see that.
You just shine it. You just bring a light in.
Or the sun.
There's a fence in our neighborhood like that.
Has a what? A pee-pee
giant,
on it?
Yeah, giant daddy part. It's about 12 feet long.
All right, I'm going to need cross streets.
Yeah.
Well, you stole the sign, so now we can't find it.
All right, so do you have an illegal trophy?
So I don't know that mine is necessarily like law-breaking, but my when I was in high school, my basketball coach used to have this big, giant, decorative Santa thing that he would put up in his yard every year. It was like Santa in a sleigh with a bunch of presents and reindeer and all that stuff. And one time I was at my friend Ty's house for something, it was Adam's house, and everybody comes running in, and we're like, why is everybody out of breath? What were you doing outside in the first place? And all of a sudden, this huge Santa display comes right in through the door. And we all decided to sign it like a bunch of idiots. And so then, like, after, I don't know, about 12 minutes, it wore off, like the whole, oh, we got the Santa wore off, and now we couldn't return it. So it sat under one of our beds for the rest of high school. It's probably in one of my friend's houses somewhere to this day.
That's awesome. That rocks.
Okay, so this is what we're going to try for here. What'd you get? What'd you steal? Just like, we've got stories of somebody stealing a bar 500 or a 400 pound bronze elephant.
Dang.
And they kept it outside their home. Like, if you're stealing something 400 pounds, there's no way to, you can't hide it.
You gotta melt it down. Sell it.
Is bronze somehow worthy of something?
$600 a pound now, probably.
Oh my God. If you actually knew the exchange rate of bronze, I swear to God, it'd be D and Steve the rest of the day. Because I'm this close to just piecing out on this
show.
They're
in Troy ounces, so okay. I'll figure it out.
Troy ounces. All right. And we're going to give extra points here if you're female.
Yeah,
because my feeling is,
I'm with you.
I don't ever remember, like, going frat house to frat house when I was in college. There were stop signs. There was the blinky thing that you the road closed sign or whatever. Going to a sorority.
You don't really see much of
there
that accoutrement.
No. Lulu's nail sign ripped down and put up in Charlotte's room. Didn't happen.
That's Charlotte. I knew it was Charlotte.
I feel like zero women have illegal trophies, but if you got one, we'd love to hear your story, male or female. Lisa?
Yai.
Are you an illegal trophy girl?
I am.
What do you got?
I have a road work ahead sign, a handicap parking sign, and a road cone.
Gotta have that road cone.
Okay, my theory is you were drunk at all of them, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, nobody takes that stuff.
Just sober.
Yeah,
and
it's like, I really need a cone. And there was another story. Speaking of road signs, I just saw a story that some Interstate 59 is being changed to Interstate 69. And they can't keep the signs.
Oh, yeah.
Because everybody's like, oh, my God, it's Interstate 69. And they're stealing them.
That's awesome.
Because it's like...
Dude, those things are huge.
Heavy and
heavy
huge.
And huge.
How are you getting it home?
Right?
Do you still have all this stuff, or did you end up just leaving it in an apartment somewhere?
Oh, I left the road work ahead and the road cone. I still have the handicap parking sign. It hung over my toilet in college for years.
Yeah, I'm guessing you were in college for a lot of years.
Okay.
Seven or eight-ish.
That's awesome,
no,
Lisa.
That is awesome.
You know, I got there.
Thank you for the call, Lisa. Jessica.
Yay.
Illegal trophies.
Hi. Yes. So when I was in college, me and my friends, we'd go out and we got in this habit of stealing hats off of guys. So we'd be walking down the street from bar to bar and we'd run up and we'd grab their hat and we'd book it. So I think I still have like 4 or 5 of them.
Wow.
Some of them we
You're just hat
out,
stealers.
Yeah.
Can you imagine this guy just trying to go to a bar? He didn't really comb his hair. And it's just like,
yeah,
it's the last thing you'd think anybody's going to take from you.
And you girls got them.
Well, and it was me and my best friend, we were a team. We'd like sneak, one of them would kind of distract. And yeah, you'd run up and we got chased down a couple times, but.
That's awesome though.
And you just have a collection of.
And we ran into Major League Baseball parks. And we just
Thank you for the call, Jessica. That's a weird trophy.
Yeah.
Jess?
Yay.
Illegal trophies. What do you got?
So my grandma moved here from Hawaii, and she actually stole a street sign by Kailua Beach where she lived.
Jeez.
Oh my God. My grandma was in her 80s.
And stole a street sign. She shimmied up a pole and spline-tooled that bad boy off of there. There's something cool about that.
How she did it.
She stole it from Hakalugi Beach.
Oh, God. Oh, no, you want to say, what are your things that you say in home?
Mahalo.
There it is. Thank you. Mahalo. Your grandma's kind of a thin slice of awesome.
She rocks.
Kendra?
Yay.
Illegal trophy stuff. What do you got?
I stole a propane warning sign and spray painted it into a 420 sign.
Of course you did. Why?
We were behind a Home Depot and saw it, and it had the numbers for it. And we were like, if we just changed the colors, it would be a perfect 420 sign.
Of course it would.
So then you have it in your pot room in your house?
I have it in my bedroom, yeah.
Nicely done, Kendra. See, girls are creative when they steal stuff.
We just want the blinky light sign or the cone.
Yeah, see, exactly.
Did you get street cred from the sisterhood for that, or?
No, but my boyfriend and his friends really thought I was a badass after that.
Heck yeah, you are, Kendra.
And we do, too. Thank you for the call. Dude, have you noticed? Have we taken a male call yet?
No, it's all these girls.
I'm a little floored by that.
Women rock.
Jessica?
Yay.
Illegal trophies. What do you got?
So I have a Joe's Crab Shack Corona bucket. A resident-only parking sign, a 4-foot-long banner from a car dealership from the fairgrounds, and a 3-foot-tall construction blinky light, which actually got regifted to a friend of mine in their front yard.
The construction blinky light is one of the because there's a battery or something inside those that seems to go on in perpetuity, because somebody I knew had stolen one, had gotten one bequeathed to them from their big brother who went off to college, and when they were going off to college, it was still blinking.
Still!
I don't know, whatever's inside those, we need to power the universe with them.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to hide in your car.
That is true, yes.
It's a big
blank.
A constant. You are a kind of a klepto.
But you're awesome.
You got a lot of trophies there, Jessica. Mariah.
Hi.
What's your illegal trophy?
So I went to an apartment building and I stole all the flags. And I think I still have them somewhere, but like I really liked vans and they looked like the van like checkerboard thing.
Oh, they look like the van. They look like the van pennant thing. Okay.
Oh,
so,
okay.
How many did you steal?
Like 6 of them.
Listen to you.
And you still have them up. It's still your decorating choice.
Yeah,
it's
completely went across my ceiling for like all through high school for sure.
Heck yeah, you did, Ryan.
All right, thank you for the call.
That's fine, ladies.
You women.
Yes.
You are. Woo. Kleptos. You got more of those. If you still want to brag, maybe put your pictures up on the Slacker and Steve Facebook page.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what?
Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.